This is VPR. I'm Henry Epp. On March 6th, Burlington voters will pick the next mayor of Vermont's largest city. Democrat Murrah Weinberger has been in office for 6 years as mayor. Now he's facing a challenge from two independent candidates, Infinite Colclesure and Karina Driscoll. Ahead of the vote, we're speaking to all three candidates. Next up, Karina Driscoll. She's a former state legislator and Burlington city councilor, and she's the stepdaughter of current U.S. Senator and former Burlington Mayor Bernie Sanders. The city is seeing some significant development right now, including a major project at a downtown mall. I asked Driscoll how, as mayor, she would maintain the city's character in light of that development.
As we see these buildings go up, as your mayor, I am looking at, when I'm your mayor, I look at these projects and I ask, what are we getting for the people who live here? We are getting a lot of commercial space that is expensive and residential space that is expensive. And we're getting a lot of additional housing that is being priced higher than the already too expensive housing in Burlington. So, there can be tremendous opportunity in these projects, but we really have to go after it. And that is the role of the mayor's office, and it is the role of our CETO office. And that's making sure that as the buildings go up, we are creating jobs for the people who live here. And that happens when our CDO office is working in partnership with our area nonprofits to train people for those jobs. We just saw with the mall transformation project that the demolition of the existing mall was done by a company in New York State. If we can't train for demolition, I'm concerned about the path that we're on for the next 3 years with this construction. In addition, we really need to be working closely with the developers advocating for this city and remembering that Burlington is a highly marketable place to do business. These businesses, when they invest here, they do well, and we need to remember that. And we need a mayor who's advocating for the people who live here rather than accommodating this private investment and asking, what can we do for you?
Well, is part of that making sure that Burlington is affordable? And if so, where would you put affordable housing, if that's the part of the answer?
For the past 6 years, really, we have seen an ethic that basically we are a city where if we develop, allow private investment to come and develop expensive housing, that will result in the rents coming down. And because that housing is more expensive than what is already on the market, 6 years in, we are not seeing rents come down. Ultimately, those apartments and condos are filled or sold to people who are coming from elsewhere, and that is not doing anything for the people who live here. So we really need to reinvest our energy, and the city's priorities need to be focused on the development of affordable housing and the protection of affordable housing. And that's not our City Hall's current first instinct. So in order to do that, we need to be incentivizing affordable and mixed-use development in the city. We need to be leveraging the community assets that we do have. For example, if we're going to sell a city lot, we need to make sure that we are asking that developer or requiring that developer for the sale of that lot that belonged to us to build affordable. But recently, we just sold a city lot to a hotel developer with none of those kind of restrictions, and we won't get that lot or that opportunity back.
Well, I want to ask about a few major properties, as you mentioned, that could be sold or reused in some way. The Moran plant, a former coal plant on Burlington's waterfront. There's also a memorial auditorium. You've said in your campaign platform that these shouldn't be given to the highest bidder, but isn't it in the city's interest to get the most for the assets that it has?
We shouldn't be selling our assets in the first place. We need to be asking, well, how can these community assets be serving the people who live here? We have for 90 years used Memorial Auditorium as a space for civic engagement and to foster our music and art scene, to bring people together around markets. That need did not go away. So we need to ask ourselves, why is our mayor, suggesting several times that he'll put out a request for proposals and see who'd like to come along and do something different with that building? We need to keep that community asset to serve the people who live here and continue to build community and continue to bring people together.
So those properties that you're saying should stay in the city's hands?
Yes, absolutely. And the Moran plant is on the Burlington waterfront, and the Moran plant, there was a group of creative people, including private investment, local private investment, the farmers market, and other businesses that wanted to do something there. And there was a unilateral decision by our mayor to end that discussion. A campaign message of ours that is very important is Burlington is not for sale. When we look at these assets that we have, we need to ask, how do we leverage those to build the community for the people who live here? And that not only serves to create new exciting things happening in the city, but it also serves to build Burlington pride and a sense of place and belonging. And we need to get back to that. You know, leading the city is not a series of business transactions. It is about bringing people together and engaging people so that we can be part of something that is vibrant and that we are all involved in and we can be proud of.
Well, finally, your stepfather is Senator Bernie Sanders, and you started your campaign saying you wanted to be independent from Senator Sanders. You recently ran an ad highlighting your connection to him. Why at this point in your campaign are you emphasizing that connection to the senator?
You know, when I launched this campaign, it was very important to me that people see me as a person who has lived in the city for my entire life and have a very strong vision for what we need to be doing with this city. You know, often it seems as though if I want to get attention to our in our news releases, I feel like I should put the word Sanders in the subject line and then the media might read it. We're trying to talk about issues and make this campaign be about Burlington. That said, I think it is really important for people to understand who I am. And I grew up in the city of Burlington while Bernie was mayor and while my mother Jane accomplished so many great and amazing things and really set an example for what it means to have an activist community and economic development office. You know, it'd be a huge omission to not talk about Bernie in this campaign and not talk about the influence he and my mother have had on me. It is true that when you look at this race, you know, today in 1981, when Bernie ran for mayor, it was very much a time where the Democratic establishment was making decisions with private interests and people were not really welcome at the table. I think that there are similarities to that today. And I think as I look forward and what I'm looking to accomplish, you know, and what we're trying to do as our campaign, people throughout the city are feeling disenfranchised and they're ready for another political upset. And I'm trying to bring that upset.
Karina Driscoll is an independent running for Burlington mayor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you can hear interviews with candidates Infinite Cole Klesger and Mayor Murrow Weinberger at our website, vpr.net.